Welcome to this introduction for The Chord at Bush Theatre, written and directed by Bijan Shebani. The performance lasts approximately 80 minutes with no interval and contains pulsating and flickering lights, haze effects, and moments of darkness. It has the following content warning: heightened emotional distress and mental illness, discussion of postpartum depression and psychosis, reference to surgical treatment, blood and injury, including of a child, and scenes of a sexual nature. The live audio description will be given by Emily Pollitt. The following introduction will take about 6 minutes to listen to and includes information about the show, descriptions of the set, characters and costumes. The Chord is a three-person play documenting the postpartum period from a new father's perspective. The production website tells us Ash and Anya were happy, just the two of them. Then the baby came. Ash has spent the first 2 weeks of his son's life trying to work out where he fits. He watches his mother holding her grandchild for the first time, mesmerized by the mystery and delight of a new life. After she leaves, Ash watches Anya feeding their son, so close, almost intertwined. As sleepless nights, relentless crying and hushed arguments take their toll, a storm starts to grow as a nightmarish chasm widens between Ash and his wife, his mother, and even his son. The Chord is a brutally honest insight into the challenging truths of family dynamics. The audience sit on all four sides and the action plays out on a simple stage, a slightly raised square platform about 6 meters long on each side, covered in a light grey carpet. The carpet has a short pile and is pristine and new-looking. Two carpeted steps, each approximately 30 centimeters high, lead down to the ground. The steps surround the platform on all four sides. The same carpet extends from the edge of the steps about 1 meter on all four sides. On floor level in each corner stands a pale wood chair with a hard round back. The chairs angle towards the platform and the actors sit here when not in a scene, reacting to the action as though they are the audience themselves. Although the carpet and domestic style chairs suggest a homely setting, it is reminiscent of a boxing ring. Behind each chair is a concrete pillar, which rises all the way to the ceiling, delineating the stark playing space. In the ceiling glows a huge white square. It hangs directly above the carpet in the same dimensions. The large square light box has solid sides and edges and extends about a meter from the ceiling. It constantly glows above the action, framing the events below. At first, it has a bright white surgical quality, but it seems to change in concert with the character's moods. As it dims, shines and pulsates between lighter pinks to darker blues, it represents both day and night, the haziness of existing from day to day on broken sleep, as well as Ash's changing disposition. Ash is a new father. He is a tall man of heavy build in his early 30s with light brown skin and short dark curly hair. He has gentle eyes, thin wire-framed spectacles and dark stubble around his bright smile. All the characters are dressed casually and barefoot, and Ash wears a blue loose-fitting t-shirt with dark blue straight-leg jeans. At first laid back, thoughtful and doting on his baby son, later his physicality becomes more tense and closed as he struggles to bond with his son and define his role in this new trio. Ash's wife, Anya, is a petite, thin and feisty woman in her early 30s. Her long, straight brown hair is pulled away from her pale face and smooth complexion and tied back in a loose bun. Some messy strands fall around the delicate features of her open face. She becomes more tired as the action continues and she navigates the challenges of parenthood and Ash's changing behaviour. Anya wears a woolen V-neck rust-coloured jumper that is well-worn, long and loose-fitting over pale grey leggings. Ash's mother, Jane, is a brisk and practical woman in her early 50s. She is slim and petite with blonde, shoulder-length straight hair that flicks out at the ends, worn in a side parting and tucked behind the ears. She has pale skin and is also dressed casually in a navy-fitted scoop neck top with long sleeves and cream-tapered chinos with side and back pockets. At first vibrant and open, as the action progresses, she seems more brittle and matter-of-fact and moves with increasing stiffness and pain. The tension is heightened by the soundscape and underscore of a single cellist who sits on one of the chairs throughout. He is in his 30s, of medium build with short, blonde, brown, straight hair, which is longer at the front, creating a fringe, and his thick stubble on his pale skin. He wears a slim-fitting grey netted sweater with a round neck and blue jeans. The baby is never seen, but mimed. His little body held and rocked, his head supported with sensitively mimed movement. Actions such as drinking tea, using a phone or driving a car are also mimed, and this skillful use of mime and movement links the scenes throughout. Cast: Lucy Black is Jane. Irfan Shamji is Ash. Eileen O'Higgins is Anya. And Colin Alexander is the cellist. Production credits: written and directed by Bijan Shaybani. Movement director is Aline David. Composer and sound designer is Colin Alexander. Lighting designer is Oliver Fenwick. Set and costume designer is Samuel Black. Costume supervisor is Bryony Fayers. Sound consultant is Gareth Fry. Voice coach is Gurkiran Kaur. Company stage manager is Chloe Wilson. Assistant stage manager is Stella Wang. Production manager is Patricia Gilvaya.